6:22, that means it's time to talk fishing on the Thursday morning show. Jeff Sundens, our early bird fishing guide, he joins us now. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Hey, before we get talking about the water and the bugs, I was on a Zoom call with friends last night, and both of them have little kids, some like haven't gone to school yet, and the other ones are in grade school, and they have been all this week bringing their kids out fishing. And then the kids popped into the Zoom, and they were telling me about their bass and their bait. And so I know you always like to hear that, that kids are out there fishing.
I do. And, you know, this whole spring, I've noticed more of that. There's been people, you have two and three kids out there with them, and all differing. I was watching one guy on Facebook fishing with his kid on a dock. Looked like he might have possibly been getting an early jump on it. The toddler was maybe about 6 months old. He needed a lot of help.
Yeah,
but,
I bet.
But I was thinking about that, and I bet you it wasn't that much different for me, because I barely can conjure up the vision of the first time that anybody even might have helped me bring some little crappie or some fish over the side of the boat. I'm pretty sure that I thought it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the sort of thing that sticks, you know, when people get out with their family. And somebody this week, I can't remember who it was or how it came about, but recollected the entire point of fishing to begin with. You know, this is supposed to be relaxing, and it's supposed to be fun, and the pursuit of the fish and the electronics and all the stuff that has gone with it, that's all great, and it's all perfect for people that want to participate at that level. But you think about just the pure joy of standing on the shoreline, and whether you're catching a fish or not, all of the other things that you see while you're sitting there, you know, the birds that fly by and the ducks and the it's a whole experience. So
yeah,
it's nice when you see the more families out there, the better, I guess, is what you and I are both trying to say.
Right. Yeah, that's how I grew up too. They just they just grabbed me. I wasn't always, you know, I'm not the biggest angler now, but it's sort of natural to me. And being on the boat was natural for the whole family. Well, so I asked the first grader what he was, because he told me he caught 11 fish. And I asked him what kind of bait he was using. And I'm not going to remember the name, but it's not a real, because I thought maybe he's using worms, but it's not a real bait. It's like a minnow, but it comes in something gushy or something, and he was super excited about it. Like it, I don't know if it's made for kids or something, but it was working for him.
Almost to me like you're talking about some of this gulp that comes in.
Yes, that's what it was.
It comes in two or three different forms, but in a package with a little bit of this go-go juice, whatever it is that they put in there, it would remind you of something kind of a little gushy, and it wouldn't surprise me if that's what they were using.
Yes,
and it wouldn't surprise me if that was catching fish for them too, because that's not a bad bait.
Okay, what's it called again?
Gulp.
Gulp. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the warming water and what that means for insects and for fishing.
It's bringing on a few changes out there. The walleyes had primarily been focused on shallow water and shiner runs and things like that. And depending on your favorite lake, that could still be going on. We're sort of in a time right now where the fish remember the minnows. They've been feeding on them for the spring. And for a short period of time, you could probably fool them with a jigging minnow, with a new rig and a minnow, even if they've shifted and started feeding on insects. But the further that we go into the summer now, as things start to warm up, those bug hatches will become more and more important here for a couple of weeks. And you can kind of figure out where to fish based on what kind of hatches. You know, trout fishermen that stand on the side of a little river or a creek someplace, looking and examining exactly which kind of bug it is that the trout are feeding on, and then sit there and tie up a fly. You know, this is all a big technical thing, for them, and we don't think about it that much, but the same thing is going on in our lakes. You know, you've got right now these little bugs that fly around that look like a mosquito, but they never bite you. They don't have a beak. That's a midge. And before those hatch, these little bloodworms that will eventually come out and be a midge. This is like calling every perch in the lake and say, hey, guess what? Grandma made cookies. And those little perch and, well, large perch too, they'll migrate to areas where these midge are emerging because that bloodworm is just something that they've got to have. If they know where to get it, they will go after it. So think about places where you were catching nice-sized perch, maybe on Winnie or Leech or someplace like that a couple weeks ago, and then all of a sudden they disappear. Well, the reason that they disappeared is because they probably forgot about minnows feeding for a little while and went out and started focusing on these bloodworms. The same thing would happen with walleyes now as the mayflies begin to appear. I haven't seen a hatch of the full scale, the big mayflies yet, but I've seen some fish flies that have started to hatch, and that will begin the same process. And those fish, the walleyes, will head for that area where the mayflies are beginning to hatch, and it's the same thing. You know, strawberries are in season. Let's go pick them before it's too late. And those walleyes will go to kind of the transition area between a hard bottom and a soft bottom. Those insects, most of the varieties of insects have a preference for like a soft, kind of a marl bottom. If you've ever been fishing someplace and throwing the anchor in the water, and when you pull the anchor back out, it's got little stale shells and clam shells, and it's like kind of a soft, gooey clay, and you have to wash and wash and wash the anchor before you can get all of that sticky stuff off of it. That's marl, and it doesn't make any difference how deep you're fishing. It could be 5 feet of water, it could be onshore even, or it could be out in 22, 25 feet of water like we find on a lot of the more popular walleye destination lakes in our area. And those transitions from, let's say, a sand or a gravel hard surface in maybe a bar or a hump that comes up to 12 or 14 feet of water, as you slope down the edge of that into deeper water, before it gets into the really super soft stuff, the silt and sedimentation, there's a little band of that harder, semi-hard marl, and that's where to start looking for these insect hatches. And you can find them on your electronics. You'll see big clouds. Sometimes it can be a little tricky to figure out which one is which kind of bug, but if you sit still on a calm day, it'll usually make itself pretty known to you, because as they warm up, they gravitate towards the surface, and as they warm up and turn into the flying version, then you'll be able to see what kind of insect. The midge is fairly easy to recognize because of its mosquito-like appearance. The big mayflies are easy to recognize because they're, you know, the biggest bug that we really see throughout the entire summer out on the lake. And then lots of these other ones, I've seen bugs that I'm sure I don't even, never even heard of the name of them. But you kind of get familiar with certain habitats, and that's where you're running into them. So start focusing on that. And then when that happens, this preference for feeding on minnows starts to go away. And this is the time of the year now to start packing leeches, night crawlers. Still bring some minnows, because there's going to be times, and you know, you don't want to get caught short. But I wouldn't put all of my eggs in any one basket right now. I'd rather have a little bit of three or four different kind of baits than to have all of one kind and then find out that the fish were asking for something else when we got out there. And you mentioned the kid with the artificial bait. We've been doing a little bit of crappie fishing lately, and we decided that it's actually, we've been better off if we use these little yum twirl tails on a small jig, a 16-ounce jig, or 8-ounce at the most. And the crappies are kind of up in this, these patches of cabbage weeds whenever you can find those good, large, tall cabbage patches, especially if it's in the vicinity of a spawning territory for crappies. They will be really in there thick, and so we've been just casting the jig, let it fall down into little pockets and crevices in those cabbage patches, wait for a pop, and as soon as you feel it, you don't have to do anything scientific, just feel a pop and set the hook and, you know, drag something out of there. We've had it, primarily crappies, but you can get surprised by a walleye once in a while, and there's plenty of pike in there. We've got a couple of bass doing it. So we're kind of right on, we're on the verge of some of these warmer water summer patterns now, and we've even been able to throw the little Joe spinners in the water and catch a couple of fish doing that. So that hasn't been the primary presentation just yet, but we're moving in that direction. So start to polish off some of your summer stuff and, you know, get the mindset that jig and minnow is the only way to fish that can get shelved here for a little while until the water starts to cool down in the fall. By the way, we've seen water temperatures over 70 degrees in a number of places already this week. Really, we really, really entered summer. It posted about a 10-degree increase in water temperatures on some places.
Well, before we go, give us some ideas for weekend fishing.
Well, if you're the walleye purists in the crowd, the red, upper Red Lake bite is still going pretty well. That's become kind of a mixed bag between, there's lots of sheepheads, especially up on the shoreline, but I've been up there twice this week, and one day we got lots of sheepheads in the morning, and the walleyes didn't bite till the afternoon. Yesterday, the walleyes bit in the morning, and the sheephead bit in the afternoon, so I don't know if there's a rhyme or reason to it. Don't be discouraged, though, because the walleyes are still on the shoreline up there, and if I was going to go that way, if I needed walleyes and that was really my goal for the weekend, I'd probably, like I mentioned, the crappies are starting to go, and with all of the small lakes in our area that have crappies in them, it'd be a good way for somebody that just wants to go and get a little bit of peace and quiet. This is every lake, no matter where it is, has got a couple of weeks every summer when it's good. And this time of year, June, you can't beat it. If you have a list of lakes or a couple that you wanted to try and haven't been there yet, right now, this is the time to go experiment, because the odds of the fish being active are as good today as they're going to be ever for the rest of this summer.
Hey, what's I don't think I know what a sheephead is.
Well, it's a freshwater drum, and they're easy to look up. It's similar to a black drum or a red drum, some of the saltwater versions of it. They all kind of look the same as each other, and it's an interesting, unique fish. Some people advocate eating them, and I've eaten them, and some of my customers have. They're not. It's not a bad fish to eat at all. I would steer clear of eating a lot of them because they can tend to be really old. The fish that you might catch could be in the 18 to 20-year-old neighborhood. So if you're concerned with too many PCBs or pollutants, whatever might be in the water, it would be probably a higher amount in that fish than there would be in a younger fish that, you know, like a 15 or 16-inch walleye that's only a few years old isn't going to have had time to accumulate as many of those particulates from the water as the older fish would. So
okay.
We shy away from eating a ton of them, but it comes out about like a crappie. If you're interested in seeing one, I'm hacking away at my fishing report right now. A picture yesterday of the couple I was fishing with, and one of them's got a sheephead, and the other one's got a walleye.
Okay.
Kind of a unique double, so I'll have that up here before too long.
All right. Sounds great. You can see that at jeffsundin.com. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks. We'll
Thanks.
See you.
Yep. Bye-bye.